big facility linked to alleged Venezuelan drug bull.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, has announced that the country has actualized investments worth $14.7 billion from 2021 to date, resulting in the creation of 91,522 jobs. Addressing the media in Lusaka, ZDA Director General Albert Halwamba said the actualized figure is against a total committed investment of $89.3 billion as captured and monitored by the agency. Mr. Halwamba has disclosed that the actualized investment data is based on responses received from 779 companies out of a total of 2,065 companies that were contacted. He has noted that the manufacturing sector recorded the highest actualized investment at $5.5 billion, followed by the mining sector with $5 billion and the transport sector with $1.5 billion, among others.
What we have monitored from 2021 to date, cumulatively, the investment that has taken place, the factories that have been built, that are manufacturing products, exporting either, you know, to the region or across the world, and also selling locally, is amounting to $14.71 billion. This is the amount of money that has been put into this economy in terms of investment across sectors, mining, agriculture, energy, manufacturing, tourism, infrastructure. This is the total amount that we have been able, using our tools and means, to capture from the investors that came to register with ZDA.
Meanwhile, ZDA board chairperson Professor Biemba Maliti says there is increased investor confidence in the Zambian economy, attributed to consistent and favorable trade and investment policies.
Coming from a period where the exchange rate was nothing to write home about, and of course, where investment was dying, but due to the good policies which have been introduced by the new Don government from 2021 up to now, up to date, everybody is free to see what is happening, how the economy has changed, how the investment scenario has changed, and of course, how the job situation, especially for the young people in our country who are the future.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested a Tanzanian national and two Zambians in connection with various drug-related offenses. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says in an operation conducted by officers in Kabwe District in Central Province, the commission has formally charged and arrested Kalombwe Mulyamba, age 48, of Chisamba area. Mr. Tamba said Mr. Mulyamba has been arrested in connection with the offense of trafficking in 19 pre-packs, 168 bowls of cannabis and seeds with a combined weight of 9.3 kilograms. He has disclosed that in separate operations conducted by officers in Mombwa District in Central Province, the commission has arrested Yvonne Hampunga, aged 27, in connection with the offense of trafficking in 73 bowls of cannabis and loose cannabis with a total weight of 1.2 kilograms. Mr. Tamba has more details.
The arrest is in connection with the offense of trafficking in 73 bowls of cannabis and loose cannabis with a total weight of 1.2 kilograms. Meanwhile, officers at Shirundu border have formally charged and arrested a Tanzanian national identified as Bertrand Msema Mwasaga, male age 35. The arrest is in connection with the offense of trafficking in acetone. a controlled precursor chemical substance under Act No. 35 of the laws of the Republic of Zambia. The substance was concealed in 276 bottles placed in 4 carton boxes aboard an empty bus traveling from South Africa into Zambia. The above-named suspects have since been detained in lawful custody and are expected to appear before competent court soon.
The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center has recommended that responsibility for road grading under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, be entrusted to the Zambia National Service, ZNF. APAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma said ZNF has consistently demonstrated exceptional capacity, discipline, and efficiency in the execution of infrastructure projects, adding that its work to date has been commendable. He has noted that ZNF's involvement has not only ensured the timely completion of projects, but has also guaranteed high quality standards that meet the expectations of communities who depend on these roads for their daily activities. Ms. Ngoma has cited the Kasupe Bridge as a pressing example, underscoring the importance of this recommendation, stating that the bridge urgently requires the intervention of ZNF. He has since urged the Ministry of Local Government, together with the Central Province Minister, Mwabashike Nkulukusa, who is also Katuba Member of Parliament and the Chilanga Member of Parliament, to act decisively to safeguard the Kasupe Bridge.
We believe that entrusting ZNS with the responsibility of grading roads under the CDF will not only enhance accountability but also deliver tangible results for the people. Their proven track record in infrastructure development makes them the most suitable institution to handle this responsibility. IPAC would like to urge the Minister of Local Government, together with the Central Province Minister, who is also Katua Member of Parliament and Chilanga MP, to act decisively in safeguarding the Kasupe Bridge and to adopt the Rufunsa policy framework that places ZNS at the forefront of road grading projects under the CDF. By doing so, the government will ensure that communities such as Kasupe Kawaya remain connected, empowered, and able to contribute to the broader economic and social development of the Republic of Zambia.
Former Patriotic Front Deputy National Youth Chairperson Benja Siwila has expressed disappointment over what he describes as a continued lack of loyalty, respect and discipline within sections of the party's top leadership. Mr. Siwila says these shortcomings have regrettably fueled persistent internal wrangles and divisions, which are negatively affecting the party's growth, expansion, stability, mobilization capacity and overall preparedness ahead of the 2026 general elections. He notes that the PF is a party that has stood the test of time from the era of its founder, the late President Michael Sata. The party was built and sustained on discipline, collective responsibility, and respect for party structures. Mr. Siwila further states that party structures across the country have been eagerly looking forward to progress, unity, and clear direction from the leadership, which has not been met. Instead, uncertainty continues to prevail. He said in light of the current challenges and driven by what he describes as his unwavering commitment to the Patriotic Front, has announced the launch of a nationwide initiative dubbed the Save the PF campaign.
I see a situation where there is completely no loyalty anymore, more especially among our top leadership. There is so much misunderstanding that has actually left the party on a standstill as we speak now. The structures have been looking forward to the progress, the unity of the party. The unfortunate part is that the leadership doesn't seem to provide that so much needed direction for the entire PF as a party.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has disclosed that it withdrew 5,600